This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard, along with our producer, Aaron Farragonio. Paul Rasmussen, by the way, enjoying a week's vacation. I love how Paul just said, where are you going, Paul? I haven't decided yet. This was what, last Thursday, Aaron?
Yes. He's very open about the fact that it's right in the moment.
I think that's, if you can do that sometimes, that's the best.
Keeps the excitement alive.
You know, the best laid plans. All right, so Congress is back in session. You're going to hear a lot about that and already have this morning. But also this issue of sending troops to our cities right now in our nation's capital. And what about Chicago? CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Chicago officials say they're hearing it will be days, not weeks, before National Guard troops like the ones patrolling D.C. arrive in their city over their objections.
You're supposed to serve the people. People.
Over the long weekend, President Trump mentioned Chicago three times on social media, warning the Illinois governor to straighten out crime fast or we're coming. This weekend alone, more than 50 people were shot in Chicago, though the murder rate has fallen by 50% over the past 4 years.
Every single citizen deserves to be safe.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirmed on Face the Nation that a greater federal presence is coming to Chicago, starting with a surge in immigration raids.
We do intend to add more resources to those operations. I won't disclose the details because they are law enforcement and investigative folks that are on the ground there, and I want to make sure we keep their security our number one priority.
In Washington, D.C., there are now 2,300 National Guard troops armed and deployed, though by law they cannot perform law enforcement duties themselves.
This is an erratic, impulsive administration.
On Saturday, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson signed an executive order directing the Chicago Police Department not to collaborate with military personnel on police patrols or ICE raids.
We do not want to see tanks in our streets. We do not want to see families ripped apart. We do not want grandmothers thrown into the back of unmarked vans.
President Trump has not given an end date for the National Guard deployment here in D.C. He has simply said that he wants to make sure that crime does not bounce back to its original levels once the Guard leaves town. Nancy Cordes, CBS News, the White House.
And that's one of the issues you hear, Aaron, is what happens? Okay, the Guard leaves, then does it go back to the way it was? And in Chicago, based on Chicago Police Department numbers, these are their numbers, in 2024, there were 2,282 shooting incidents, 2,400 in 2003, and so far, 665 shootings in Chicago, which is a 39% decrease compared to the same previous year. But still, The thing that jumped out to me in that report is there were 50 shootings this weekend in Chicago.
I don't know if you recall. I'm trying to think what year it was. It was either maybe 2016, 17, or 18, but there was a National Walk for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., and I went with my sister because she was very close with Antoine Rose. So, you know, it was that was a year where there was so much violence, and most of the speakers, they had a lot of student speakers along with celebrity performances like Ariana Grande and others, and a lot of the speakers were from Chicago. One guy lost a twin brother, who lost siblings, parents, you know. It's truly heartbreaking and mind-blowing to think 50 over the weekend and the numbers that you stated, it's insane.
50 over this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, if that happened here, that's all we would be talking about.
Right.
Around the clock.
Right.
That there were 50 shootings in Pittsburgh. This Chicago, it's just like, oh, okay, it was Labor Day weekend. Now, based on available data from the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, here are our statistics. In 2023, 118 non-fatal shootings, 52 homicides. And then last year, dropped to 85 non-fatal shootings and 42 homicides, which are still far too many if it's one. But for comparison, when you're talking about multiple thousands of shootings in a city. So they're saying, well, we got it under control. Well, what is going to happen?
And can I say one other thing? I was fresh out of high school and I went to Chicago for a summer dance intensive. So I was staying in the city of Chicago, which is absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
Along the lake. Yeah, beautiful part.
Stunning, right? And at the time, you know, I'm sure my parents knew. My grandma came with me. But I was getting out of dance at 11 p.m. and each block there was a police officer with a big, I couldn't even tell you. And I felt so incredibly safe. But also I was like, oh, this is kind of strange and interesting. But when you learn how insane gun violence is there, it's like I can't connect my experience and what you hear.
Yeah, in South Chicago, it's one of the most, when it comes to gun violence, most violent places on the planet. So Rush is in studio. Good morning, T.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
What's trending? Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
I did. I was in Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte.
This past weekend, yes.
North Carolina.
Yes, I had a wonderful time.
So weather good there, too?
It was awesome. It's amazing. I think I'm getting sick. Can you... You know, the temperature changed drastically.
Was it really hot, though, down there?
It was.
Compared to here.
Yes, it was really hot. So I'm struggling to get through, but I'll get through. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
I got you. Where do you want to start?
Let's talk about the guy who took the ball, the hat from the kid, the signed autograph from at the U.S. Open. Unbelievable.
So this man apparently was the CEO of a company, and
he took the tennis player. Is it Camille Majerax?
Give it to a kid.
Yes.
Didn't even look. Just was handing it up to the stands.
Correct.
And turned her head, and then this guy snatched,
he snatched it from the kid and stuck it in his bag. People are crazy. I mean, it's like who raised you to do something like that? So he went to social media. People were ripping him apart.
It
went viral. And on social media, he posted, in connection with the incident that occurred, he said, I would like to unequivocally apologize to the young boy, his family, all the fans, and the player himself. I take full responsibility for my extremely poor judgment and hurtful actions. It was never my intent to steal away a prize memento from the young fan. I became caught up in the heat of the moment and the joy of the victory. You're an adult, grown man getting caught up in a moment to get an autograph.
There is some type of personality flaw there.
No, who raised you?
Like, why
no one's
you
raised you
snatch
to do
that
so
from a kid.
Exactly, it's unbelievable. Will Smith is back in the spotlight. Oh, poor Will Smith.
I like Will Smith.
I can tell you do. It's fine.
He's a great actor.
He's a great actor. And but putting your hands on someone and smacking it, that's not cool.
Well, that wasn't cool now.
No, not at all. But anyway, he's trying to, you know, get in the good graces of his fans. So apparently he posted an AI picture of him with he was at an event, I'm sorry, and he took an AI photo and put all these people in the audience as if it was like a packed out crowd. So people are like coming for him saying like, that's my likeness, but you have pictures of me or people. And so now people are like, hey, that's me. I was not there.
So I shouldn't put a poster up with you in it if you weren't there?
Come for me. Come for me. But anyway, we have that. And then our president, where is he?
He hasn't
made any public appearances in the past, three or four days. People are concerned about our lovely president. So people on social media are saying so many things that I will not repeat, but people are so, so rude. I mean, it's unbelievable. But he has a news conference scheduled for 2 p.m. today. So we will see exactly what's going on with our prayer.
Well, I saw pictures over the weekend of him with his granddaughter. He was on a golf cart.
Correct.
She was golfing. And so people were suggesting something
is going on.
Something happened.
Yes.
But the White House is saying President Donald Trump is, quote, just fine. He sent a message to followers Sunday afternoon. He returned to the White House from a day at his Virginia golf. Quote, never felt better in my entire life.
So we'll see. So, I mean, people are, people on social media, some people have too much time on their hands. But they were talking about some of the pictures that the White House posted earlier were from 2018 or 2019. And it's like people need to really and truly get a life. Social media has been the worst thing ever for some people. It really is. Well, sometimes you have to withdraw from that. I mean, it really takes you, if you don't know what's really going on and you're not doing your own, legwork to find out, okay, the president, we haven't seen the president in 3 days. He hasn't had, a public appearance here and there. We're used to seeing him. I think they said he had in August, total August, he had like 17 appearances. But people just don't take the time out to just say, let me check out. Let me see. Let me look. Even if there is something happening, something going on that we don't know, he is the president of the United States of America.
And
give me a break here.
The people who live on social media die on social medias, metaphorically, obviously, because what can make you can break you.
It's absolutely.
All right, that said, let's talk about the most important thing.
That lottery. That
no, not the lottery.
What? That's what I'm going to talk about.
$1.3
billion? $1.3 billion. What are you going to talk about? What
the
did you
Steelers?
Want to talk about? I'm not going there. What? I'm talking about something important. That's definitely not important to me. The Pittsburgh
what?
Steelers? Not important to me. I'm not a Steelers fan anyway. You know that.
Oh, my God. We've reached a new...
So now you're done with me. Yes. Well, I'll be back tomorrow at the same time.
The Steelers open the season Sunday against the...
What? Talk about the Jersey. Steelers is trending with tea. I'm talking about the Steelers. I'm not doing that. I'm talking. What would you do with $1.3 billion? Isn't that something that you could take your mind off of what's happening? All you're going to do is rip Aaron Rodgers apart. Oh, he was good. He was bad. He got an F. He got a D. He got a C. How's the running game? How's the quarter? I mean, that's
look
all you're going to hear. That's all you're going to hear. Wide receivers are great. Oh, my goodness. TJ Watt. Yeah, he deserved that money. That's all you're going to say. Then we're going
to
move on.
What about Jalen Warren just signed a two-year extension?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gotcha. Extension, yeah. So we'll talk about that. I mean, I know football, but no, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm impressed.
I want to talk about that money because I got a lot of things I can do with it.
Aaron, let's make a note. Never bring up the Steelers with T again, please.
Wow.
If I do, tase me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Wow. Bummer. Thank you, T. To Myra Rush, 825 at KDK. Harry Richard with, I think, one of the most uplifting stories you'll hear today. Right here, right now, and in less than 90 minutes, something special is going to take place officially. But first, I want to introduce you to Herky Pollack. Herky, who is a legendary commercial real estate broker here in the city and an owner of a number of restaurants. But he brought this story to my attention. Herky, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? And thanks for grabbing onto this story. It's really an incredible story from my perspective.
So give us a little background on Tamara Firefly Humphreys.
This is not my story. It's Tamara's story. But Tamara came to us when she was 15 years old. And she's a young and an incredible young woman with a huge heart and huge potential. And she was looking for an opportunity. My partner, Amanda Smith, saw this opportunity to hire Tamara and give her a little better life. And so she came to work for us at Ritual House. And for the last 3 years, she's worked for us at both Ritual House and now Pom Pom. And she started doing wrestling when she was younger and wrestling boys. And I'll let her tell you her whole story. But she really just exudes everything great about what's going on in this world. And she's a young woman with huge potential and a huge heart. And the sky's the limit for her, and we're very elated to be having her in our world and very elated that the world's taken note of her.
Tamara, good morning. How are you, young lady?
Good morning. I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Not as good as you, apparently. So give us an idea. So you've been working hard in the restaurant business, and anybody that works in that business knows it can be long hours, and it's a challenge. However, you were up to the task, but then you got involved in wrestling and you took that to another level. What happened next?
Yes, I have been in the restaurant workforce. Like, this was my first job ever, and they've just been so amazing and so kind to me. But I decided to take up wrestling because I've always been just very passionate about combat sports. I've always just felt a calling to it. So when I started in my 10th grade year, I decided I was on an all-boys team, and I was the only girl, which is a really familiar story to a lot of women wrestlers. And I decided that I was going to be the hardest worker on that team because I could tell that a lot of people didn't believe that I could do it. So I made sure that I worked very hard, and it was really difficult at first because I was wrestling guys, and obviously there's a strength difference there, but technique always trumps strength, so I've been able to catch up, and I've just been super blessed with this opportunity. I started sharing my story online, and I finally have been able to, like, get some reach, and I've just been noticed and being supported by everybody, and it's just so amazing, and it's just such a blessing, and I'm so excited to show everybody what I can do.
Well, we have found out that somebody really, a big, big name in sports, found out about your story and did something really unusual. That's Shaquille O'Neal, And they'll make it official today at 10 at Pom Pom. But tell us what Shaquille O'Neal reached out and has done for you.
Yeah, okay. So it's actually so crazy. It was literally, I'm pretty sure it was like a casual Tuesday. He DM'd me on Instagram and it was so casual. Like there was like a lowercase I, lowercase U. Like you could tell it was him typing it. And he was just like, hey, like, are you interested in like any sponsorships or anything like that? Like, can I get in touch with your parents? And I'm like, I swear, me and I told my sister immediately, and me and her was just like screaming for like 5 minutes straight. And I ended up texting him back and I got him in touch with my parents and he was just like, what do you need? Like, what is something that's holding you back right now? And I took wrestling off this entire summer to work at Pom Pom so I can pay for a car so I can get here and back from Johnstown. And so my mom, she was like, my daughter, she's been really, really working hard to get a car. And he was like, okay, well, let me know what car you want. And it was just like, what? Like, so we were so confused. We're like, do we tell him like an actual car model or do we tell him like an amount of money? So like, we're like freaking out. We're trying to like pick a car that's like a reasonable amount, but like not anything too insane. So we end up just, he calls me. And I'm like, I'm out. I'm like running errands. I'm like at the milkshake factory or something. And he's like, okay, so what car do you want? And I was just like, I had no clue. But I already knew that my mom, she had a very, very, very nice car that was like very like eco-friendly with gas. And like, it was like, if it.
So what'd you pick?
I got a Mitsubishi Outlander 2025. I didn't pick the year. They insisted, so, which is super amazing. And so that will be my first car. And I'm just
Shaquille O'Neal bought this for you.
Yes, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal bought me that car in full. I just signed the title for it yesterday.
And you're going to get it today at 10 o'clock at Pom Pom, right?
Yes, I'm going to get it today at 10 o'clock at Pom Pom. But it was really strange. They haven't let me see it yet, so I'm really excited. I feel like they might have done something to it, which is just super crazy and amazing.
Well, you got to send us some pics, and Herky will do that. In the meantime, what are you going to do next? So you have this beautiful new car from Shaquille O'Neal. You got this wrestling career, and at 18, what do you want to do next?
I just want to continue to stay humble and continue to just train really, really hard. The car, it honestly, is going to help me get like here and from wherever I need to go. So that's just a really, really, really big help on like in my career, in my journey. And I don't want to try too hard to predict anything. Like I just want to trust God and continue to do what I do best, which is like slam people.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to trust God. Tamara, Firefly, Humphreys, congratulations. Thanks for sharing your story. More to come. I'm anxious to see you in your car. Herky, you send some pics, won't you?
I absolutely will, Larry. And thank you for picking up this story. We are so elated to be part of her story and part of her journey. This girl is going places, and I can't wait to watch where she goes.
All right. Good luck, Tamara.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Herky.
Thanks so much, Larry.
You got it. How about that, Aaron? What a story.
Another feel good for our Tuesday morning.
Yeah. What a, you know, hard work. Sometimes dreams do come true. It usually comes with hard work, though.
News desk, big explosion in Lawrence County overnight. A building on Mount Vernon Drive in Elwood City exploded a little after midnight. The building housed three businesses. One of the neighbors, KT Thompson, told KDKA-TV he felt the explosion.
I was just relaxing watching TV, and it felt like literally like a bomb had hit. All the windows shook, and I thought maybe a chimney had fallen onto the roof. Boom! Massive, massive explosion.
So the investigation underway already to determine the exact cause, but it does preliminarily appear to be natural gas.
That's what it sounds like. In business news, Kraft Heinz, the food conglomerate behind household staples like Heinz ketchup and Kraft macaroni and cheese, is splitting into two companies one decade after their mega food merger.
So the question is, are they going to change the names back to Kraft and Heinz, or are they going to come up with new ones? I would imagine with a brand as strong as each of those, they probably just will go back to Heinz and Kraft.
That's what I would think, but you never know.
That you would think. Don't think. It's dangerous.
That's right. And still no winner in the Powerball, Larry. Tomorrow night's Jumbo Jackpot's drawing will now be up to $1.3 billion.
And if you take the $589 million cash out, you have to pay a bunch of taxes. We figured it out last hour. But it would be still worth getting a few hundred million.
Absolutely.
Think of what you could do with that.
I wouldn't turn it down for sure.
Yeah, so if you take the lump sum, one single payment, taxes are calculated on the entire amount in the year you receive it, which places the winning squarely in the highest tax bracket.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you win, call me. I need to talk to you. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.